And now for something very much out of this world and what may be a major breakthrough for those planning to build moon bases. Analysis of lunar soil samples has revealed the presence of tiny glass beads which could be used as a source of not only water, but also hydrogen and oxygen. Mahesh Anand, a professor of planetary science and exploration at the Open University, has been part of the team analysing these beads. He joins us now. Good morning.
Good evening. It's good evening in the UK.
Indeed. These beads were brought back to Earth in the year 2020, I believe. Describe them for me.
Sure. So these glass beads were recovered from the lunar soils that were collected by the Chang'e 5 mission sent by the Chinese National Space Agency back in December 2020, as you said.
Put aside the water for a moment. There is glass on the moon?
Yes, indeed. Well, it's just if you would relate probably more easily to glassy marbles, you know, these marble balls that kids play with. You know, we are talking about something very similar, but of course, much smaller, you know, very, very tiny, as tiny as a width of a, you know, a strand of hair.
And there is water inside them. What is the significance
exactly
of that?
Yeah. So this is something that was not quite expected when we started looking into it. And when we tried to investigate these glass beads and we found that actually it contained molecular water, which is kind of more towards the rims of these glass beads and less in the center. And then we started scratching our head that how do we explain that? And one way to explain this would be that on the moon, you have lots of impacts that are happening. And during those impacts, the top surface of the moon, which is the lunar soil, it gets melted. And during those melting, these glass beads are produced. And as they cool down, there is hydrogen that is being provided by the solar wind. And that hydrogen actually gets into these lunar beads and connects with the oxygen that is already present there to produce molecular water.
And it is possible, is it, to extract the water from the beads?
It certainly should be. I mean, this is something that I'm sure that a lot of us are going to try next, you know, to experiment as to how we can extract some of this water and come up with various techniques and technologies that one day we may be able to actually use it right on the moon surface itself.
What are the ramifications here? I mean, what does this mean? What possibilities does it open up?
Well, this is very exciting because, as you know, your listeners might recognize that water is a very precious commodity, just not on Earth, but actually even more so when we go into space. And we need water for all sorts of purposes, water for consumption, you know, if humans are exploring space, or water for other purposes. So actually finding water in situ where you are going, it increases your chance of survival. It de-risks the whole mission. It also reduces costs significantly because you don't have to carry that much water with you when you leave the Earth.
Any possibility? Does it increase the possibility that we could set up a space station or something of the like on the moon?
Oh, I think it's a distinct possibility. I mean, things are building up towards it anyway, because you might have heard about the Artemis program that NASA has spearheaded, and that Artemis program or a program of that nature would require global cooperation. And the idea is that, you know, everybody in the world who would like to explore space in a peaceful manner would cooperate and collaborate. And one day, you know, we should have bases on the moon where actually the future explorers can find shelter and they go out and explore the unknowns of the universe.
Thank you very much for your time. That is Mahesh Anand. They're speaking to us, a professor of planetary science and exploration at the Open University.